August 10th, 2001. Midday on Friday, Larry received a message from Maurice Dickerman, chief fingerprint examiner and head of the Kendall County Unified Police Force Crime Lab, requesting that Larry visit his office in McGrath Hall. After studying the slip, Larry rolled it into a ball the size of a pea and tossed it. Once he saw Dickerman, there would be no choice about calling Muriel, which Larry had avoided for the last 2 days. If he'd slept 2 hours total since Wednesday, that was a lot. The inside of his stomach felt as if it had been sandpapered, and in the mirror his eyes looked like craters, and even he could not see there any clue about what he really wanted. All he knew for certain as he arrived at Dickerman's door was that his life had gotten beyond him. An angular New Yorker, Maurice Dickerman was generally referred to by cops and prosecutors and even most of the defense bar simply as the fingerprint god. In 1991, when Gus Leonidas, Paul Judson, and Louisa Ramardi had been murdered, an unknown fingerprint generally could not be identified without isolating a specific suspect, unless a perp had left behind all the fingerprints that appeared on his 10 card, the inked impression of each finger taken when a suspect was booked. There was no way to tell which finger a partial came from, and thus no way to match the unknown print against the vast catalog of fingerprints maintained by the force locally and the FBI nationwide. Computer imaging changed that. AFIS, automated fingerprint identification systems, allowed the machine to compare an impression against the stored pictures of every known print in the county. Seated in a hard chair at the side of Moe's desk, Larry asked if he had found anything on the weapon. Moe slowly turned from his computer and lumped his tongue into his cheek. "Do I take it, Larry, this is on the Gandalf case? The one I've been reading about in the papers?" Given the Byzantine alliances in the hall, Larry had not identified the case in the paperwork, and so Moe's prescience caught him up short. "That's a pretty good guess, Moe." "I wouldn't really call it a guess, Larry." "What are you telling me, Moe?" "Well, let me just show you what I did. You can draw your own conclusions." With that, from a metal file drawer behind him, Moe removed the pistol and the carbons of several forms that had accompanied the gun from evidence. It had been resealed in the heavy plastic, now brittle and brown along the creases, in which it had been stored since Erno shot Farrow in 1997. Larry hadn't seen the weapon until now. It was a revolver, a .38 by the looks of it. In his tedious fashion, Moe now explained how hard it was to lift fingerprints long after a suspect's last contact with the object. "In this case, the only latent that developed with standard techniques was right here." Moe pointed with an eraser tip through the plastic at a couple of spots on the barrel, then showed Larry the digital photos on his computer monitor. "They're very, very partial. AFIS kicked out about half a dozen 10 cards. After visual examination, I'd say they appear to be from the right middle finger and thumb of this guy, but I wouldn't call it courtroom quality opinion." He laid down the 10 card. It was a 6x9 file card filled with the familiar black reliefs of fingerprints, four each in two rows for the fingers, two larger blocks for the thumbs, and then at the bottom a simultaneous impression of five fingers on each hand. To ensure the reliability of the identification, a face-on photo of the fingerprint's donor was laminated to the upper left-hand corner of the card. The handsome young man, looking entirely vacant in the light of the flash, was Collins. Larry's better senses had told him this was coming, but apparently he'd held out hope because a sigh forced itself from him. Life would have been easier. "Seems he was holding the gun by the muzzle," said Moe. "That's what the report said," Larry told him. "But I still need to be 100% it's this guy." "I understand, and I wanted to confirm my opinion. I did a second-tier examination. Down here, on the butt, I noticed something. What does that look like to you?" He was indicating a filament of color, almost the same shade as the ochre handle of the gun. "Blood? I'd say this man has a chance to be a homicide detective. We took an infrared digital photograph that highlights the blood and screens out the underlying medium, in this case, the brown handle. Then I filtered that photo further for any striated imagery. And when I did, there were 4 blood prints present, 3 partials and a very clear thumbprint. 2 partials and the thumb turned up on the gun handle, and 1 partial was on the trigger. Did you run those through AFIS?
Naturally, said Moe.